This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Here we are with hour two of the KE Report, chatting right now in terms of subjects on KER politics. We're chatting with a new guest right now, Joshua Phillips. Josh is a senior writer for the Epoch Times, a colleague of Valentin Schmidt, who's been a regular guest on our show for quite some time now. Josh and I spent about an hour talking yesterday about political issues. He's a real expert in this area, and we're going to get his views on what's going on in the United States right now. Josh, I want to start a little bit with an introduction about yourself. Take some time, if you would, and tell our listeners about Joshua Phillips.
Right. So I've been working for Epoch Times for about 10 years now as a reporter. My main area of focus has mostly been on China. Primarily Chinese unconventional warfare, what they would call unrestricted warfare, and what is currently referred to in a lot of the U.S. defense talk as hybrid warfare. This basically means things like political warfare, cyber warfare, economic warfare, and so on, using means outside the commonly perceived spectrum of warfare to achieve the goals of war. And my specialty is looking at issues within society and viewing them, I think, from what I think is a unique lens of what are the real goals, what are the real objectives, what are the real systems at play beneath the surface. And this is kind of the basis of my analysis when it comes to politics and such.
Well, I have to say, I feel after spending an hour on the phone with you yesterday and thoroughly understanding exactly what your specialty is, I feel very definitely, Josh, that this is going on in the United States right now, particularly since Donald Trump was elected. Would you agree with that?
Very much so. I think I've mentioned before, what we're seeing in the United States right now is a cultural battle. I mean, for lack of a better word, we're seeing the tradition going up against the modern. We're seeing the traditional moral values of the United States and our way of life going up against this new progressive system. And in my opinion, it's very concerning because, I think to step back a bit, let's look, for example, at what are the basis, what is the foundation of the American character, right? What is the foundation of the American society? I would say that, of course, our laws are based in the Constitution, right? Our system of individual rights is based in the Constitution, but the national moral system is really based in the Declaration of Independence, right? Americans have an idea of individual freedoms, of individual rights, and based on, I think, perceptions of personal freedom. And this is something very unique in history, something I think that we take for granted. And it's exactly these individual rights, these personal freedoms that are being attacked right now for an ideology that focuses on the collective, right, collectivism. And I personally find it very concerning.
I, too, find it very concerning, Josh. And I guess I'd have to ask you, what do you feel the rationale behind that is? I think it's purely and simply one word, power. What do you think?
I would fully agree. And I think this is where, unfortunately, a lot of people get swept up into these movements, don't really understand what they're doing. Now, let's step back and compare this to what we saw, for example, under a lot of the Soviet revolutions, right? Even honestly, under fascism, which people don't really put two and two together. Let's look at fascism, which was national socialism, as we know. It was also based in Marxist principles of state-planned economies and in collectivism, even though people these days don't want to admit that, right? What happens when the moral values of a society are no longer grounded in tradition, but instead grounded in the moral values of the political party, right? Which we would call social justice. Well, we saw that under Hitler. We saw that under Stalin. We saw that under Mao Zedong. We saw that under Pol Pot. More often than not, it meant that people support the policies of the government, even when they trample on traditional basic beliefs of morals and, you know, individual rights. We've seen again and again the same practices lead to, you know, famine. We've seen it lead to economic collapse. We've seen it lead to genocide, political mass murder, gulag systems like under Stalin. And it's justified by the political party based on a new set of morals set by the political party.
Well, we definitely do have new moral standards, at least I would have to say interesting moral standards in the United States right now. But really amazing, you know, I can understand the rationale that a lot of progressives have in certain areas. But the one rationale that I simply don't understand is the overall knowledge that this type of system has proven time and time again that it simply doesn't work. Quoting Donald Trump today, he called communism a depraved system in his speech on Friday, I guess I should say. Any comments on that?
Well, you know, like I said, the modern liberals are no longer liberals, right? Liberalism in its traditional sense is based in, you know, you can believe what you want, I'll believe what I want, and we can still get along with each other even if our beliefs differ, right? That is liberalism, the tolerance of beliefs different from yours, but not trying to force your beliefs on others. What we have now are progressives. This is just a fancy way of saying the progression of the communist objectives, or, you know, progression of the socialist objectives, depending on how you want to frame it. The key issue is that a lot of what communism does, and socialism as well, is it presents real-world sufferings, real-world misgivings, things people actually care about, things people are unhappy about, but it presents you with an incorrect conclusion. It presents you with a conclusion that says, you know, you are being wronged. The solution is to, you know, destroy this person. The solution is to, you know, go and attack this person because they are the source of all your problems and the source of all your misgivings. In other words, they might, you know, yeah, I mean, does racism exist? Of course it does. What is the solution to racism? I can tell you I'm part Filipino. You know, my great-grandfather, you know, he fought in World War I and World War II, and he was, he was only allowed to be a chef because Filipinos weren't allowed to fight in the military. Early 1900s, they had Filipinos in zoos, you know, like animals, you know. I have never heard any Filipino, at least not that I've met, complain about this. But instead, my grandfather, he was extremely proud. He became the first, one of the first two chief stewards, which was like, you know, an officer rank of a chef, right? Mm-hmm. He was chief steward of Admiral King. The solution to racism is to overcome it, is to prove them wrong. It's to use these great faculties of individual freedoms that we have and to show them that you're better than what they thought you were.
Now that's a pretty radical.
People are proud.
Yeah.
People are proud when they do that, you know.
That's a pretty radical thought, because the philosophy that we have in the country right now regarding the solution to racism is totally different. The solution to racism in the United States right now, I firmly believe, is based on guilt of past events, and I don't think anything can be solved by having that type of attitude. We've got about a minute left here. Agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, fully agreed. And this is based on the old Stalinist principle, and even before that, Leninist principle of the personal is political. They want you to look to the government for solutions to all your problems. It's a way of saying you are not responsible for the sufferings you have. You are not responsible for, you know, anything that troubles you. All of this is foreign postnatally, and the solution to all of this is more government power. And so you should rally behind us because we represent your interests. And look at where that's gotten us. Look at Detroit. Look at any city that has been under this kind of management for more than 10 years. Look at any country.
Yep.
That has been under this kind of system for, you know, more than 5 or 10 years.
Well,
the results of it.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Josh, I think we're really in trouble right now. We're going to talk about that in the next segment. I feel very strongly, and I know that you do after the hour or so conversation that we had off mic yesterday, I feel very strongly that we are at a major crossroads in the United States. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about that in the next segment.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Joshua Phillips right now. Joshua is a senior writer for the Epoch Times. I just renewed my subscription, by the way, to the Epoch Times. It's a paper that you really should consider if you want to get alternative, intelligent views on issues around the country and around the world, for lack of better terms. Josh, You and I chatted yesterday for about an hour about where we feel the U.S. is going right now and the corner that we're at right now. I feel very strongly that the corner that we're at right now, if we take the wrong direction at this moment in time, which would be proven if Trump cannot even be given the opportunity to fulfill his campaign promises, which I think would have been great. The Beltway would have, well, at that point, the Beltway will have been won by the progressives. I feel very strongly about that. I think even some Republicans, one could say, are getting over into the progressive sector. This scares the hell out of me. Talk about that, would you?
Right. So my perspective on this is that there are very few people who could withstand the type of political pressure that Trump is under.
Mm-hmm.
You look, they're attacking his character. They're attacking his family. They're attacking his finances. They're looking at, you know, their entire history, trying to dig up any dirt they can. There are very few people who would be able or even willing to withstand that. And I think Trump has shown that he is both able and willing to withstand it. At the same time, Trump is fighting back, and this is a very unique trait that you don't really see many people having. Most people, they go on the defensive. Trump goes on the offensive.
Exactly.
And this is a very unique trait that I personally think is the overlooked and most important element of his presidency. The fact that he is going toe-to-toe with the progressive agenda. I think this is really, in my opinion, the biggest thing Trump is doing, and it's the piece that I think isn't getting much attention for the most part.
You know, I think it's very important to realize that. I think it's very important to give Trump credit for not taking the normal political stance of appeasement, for lack of better terms. I am really, really concerned, and I give you a number of reasons, and I'd like you to comment on each one of them as to why I am so concerned right now. The police department in Pittsburgh right now is on an automatic 12-hour shift because of the violence that's occurring in that particular city right now. We have continued turmoil in Seattle, Washington that is getting violent. We have continued turmoil in Oakland, California at the University of California at Berkeley campus. This, to me, is terrifying. We had an individual just a few days ago who attempted to murder some of our politicians, and he was actually a disgruntled conservative. I don't like the way things are going, man, and if something doesn't happen, our country is done for, as far as I think our last chance, quite frankly, is the current administration. You want to elaborate on how you feel about it?
Yeah, so yeah, of course, the shooting was a disgruntled Bernie Sanders supporter, right? Thank you.
I guess you're right. Yeah, sorry. Okay.
Yeah, but I think what we're seeing right now is the effects of a very carefully done perception management campaign. Perception management being, how do you manipulate public opinion on an issue? How do you alter the perception of an issue, right? So we're looking at the same. We're all looking at the same thing. We all perceive it differently. You and I, is I'd say very likely more conservative views, are looking at it. We're perceiving it through the lens of our values. Other people would perceive it differently. So the Democrats, of course, after the elections, you know, I mean, who do you blame, right? Who do you blame for it? They thought they were going to win. They got lied to by the media that said Clinton had, you know, an 80-something percent chance of victory. You look at James Comey, right, former FBI director, pulling out the Clinton investigation a few days before the election. You know, do they blame him? Do they blame Clinton for not touring, you know, the Beltway states, for not, you know, going around like Trump was? Do they blame the DNC for mishandling funds? Look at the list of people Hillary Clinton herself has blamed, New York Times, the DNC, you know, her campaign, everything. Now, all of that anger, from the perspective of perception management, or what you would call in a military sense psychological warfare,
mm-hmm.
all of that anger can be directed in a certain direction. And that's what we're seeing them do. They're saying all of this anger should be directed at Trump and the Russians. Right? You should redirect all of your anger towards Trump. And this is exactly what they've done. And this is what New York Times and Washington Post have been telling you day in and day out since the day Trump won. What we're seeing is the effects of that. in terms of the violence and the rage. Because what we're seeing is not just rage at Trump. It's rage that really is caused by the loss of the DNC. It's rage really caused by the fact that the DNC rigged the election against Bernie Sanders, you know, which was exposed.
And I think that's a point that a lot of the progressives really don't understand. And I think Bernie Sanders may, if it wasn't for his age, the man would make, I would think, a huge comeback in the next presidential election, because he is the one guy that the grassroots Democrats really got behind. And Hillary Clinton and the DNC stole it from him, in my opinion.
Yeah, and in the opinions of many, and there's even a case in Florida, for that matter, trying to go for Bernie Sanders supporters have a class action lawsuit trying to, you know, get their money back, mm-hmm. you know. And we're, you know, I don't think I've seen any stories on that in New York Times, for example.
No, I think it's really interesting. You know, you talk about the media coverage right now. You talk about the quote-unquote fake news. Well, you know, any idiot who reads newspapers, and I certainly fall into that category, you know, realizes what the agenda of the ownership of the New York Times, the Washington Post, and others actually is. They are owned by avid globalists. And globalism is something at this point in time that the United States simply has to back away from, I would think.
Comments? And I fully agree. I fully agree. A simple way to look at it is, you know, who are these people? What are their personal interests? What are their personal financial interests? What are their political views? And how does the reporting of their own newspapers reflect those values? In my opinion, press freedom is under a huge threat right now. I mean, and even media outside of their own venues, you know, well, first off, within their own venues, you know, they're regulating angles. They're regulating what people can and can't say. You have people getting fired for having, you know, positions outside the interests of the company, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or for that matter, even reporting an issue and then getting, you know, their advertisers attacked by these progressives. The other side of it is what they call fake news. They're attacks on really the independent media who dare to cover issues, you know, from angles that are not part of the mainstream narrative. Who sets the narrative? Who decides what the issues are? Who decides what we should pay attention to, right?
Yep.
It's really Washington Post, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, a few handful of media who have been given this kind of, you know, seat where they think that only they can tell us what news is.
I agree 100%. Josh, right. We're out of time right now. We've got to take a break so our stations can air their commercials. It's been a real pleasure having you on the show. We're going to do everything we can to get Joshua Phelps back on the show more often in the future. Stick around. We're going to be right back with Professor Jim Little and Chris Temple and Corey.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. Segment 7 of KER Politics. Have really an interesting roundtable here. We've got Professor Jim Little, who has been on the show numerous times in the past, retired econ professor from Washington University, still runs the MBA program for Washington University in mainland China. And we've got Chris Temple. Conversation that we had offline, Chris is really showing his callers about how in-depth his economic knowledge really, really is, and I certainly appreciate that. We're going to talk a little bit about the meeting that took place on Wednesday with the Federal Reserve. Jim, I'd like you to start out, if you would, and give your impressions of that meeting.
Well, just to start off with, the increase in the target Fed funds rate was expected and certainly was priced into the markets well before this, so there's no surprise there. In fact, there are no real surprises. But there were some significant moves. In particular, the Fed laid out its plan to later in the year begin reducing the size of its balance sheet, and which, as we know, exploded during the financial crisis and with a couple of rounds of quantitative easing. And so this is, in a sense, quantitative easing in reverse, where it will be shrinking the size of the balance sheet. And together with the increase in the target Fed funds rate, this means that the Fed is putting a very light touch, I think, on the brakes for the economy. And certainly based on their sense that the labor market is getting fairly tight. And even though the inflation rate has fallen. They're still showing some concern about the effect of the low rate of unemployment.
Chris, before we get too much into what the Fed is actually planning on doing in terms of unwinding their balance sheet, I want you to address the data that the Fed keeps on pointing to, one being this so-called full employment or very close to full employment, which Yellen harped on a number of times, pointing to that almost as a pat on the back. But then when they address their second mandate, and that is inflation, she admitted that the Fed was wrong in their prediction. And earlier this year, we heard that the Fed was okay staying behind the curve, having almost negative real interest rates as inflation was getting out of hand to the upside. Now that they've lowered all their inflation expectations, again, they're ignoring this number and saying, okay, well, we were wrong, but we're still raising rates. What do you have to say about that?
Well, what I have to say about it is that's what the market was not expecting to hear. The surprise, in my view, guys, came because the Fed still shows the majority of its FOMC voting members expecting at least one more rate hike this year. The market had completely gone the other direction in the hours up to that point, largely because of the lousy retail numbers that have come out lately, especially Wednesday morning, and the weaker year-over-year CPI. So if the Fed is trying to tell us still that it's following the data, they're blowing smoke up our dresses. I don't think they're doing that at all. I think that what the Fed is trying to do is two things, and they're not doing a very good job of it. Number one, and Mrs. Yellen and others have at least admitted this to some extent, they're using the data as an excuse when it's convenient for them. The bottom line is they went through three rounds of quantitative easing. They kept interest rates at zero, reinflated all of these financial bubbles, and as best as they can try and justify it with whatever mumbo-jumbo they want, they're trying, while the markets let them get away with it, to take a quarter of a point back at a time. That's number one. And so far, the markets are letting them get away with it because they're still near all-time highs. The other thing that's really a problem for them, and this is where they're really inviting a disaster if they continue down the same road, almost sleepwalking, is that they're flattening the yield curve. Four rate hikes now of the federal funds rate, and you've got a flatter yield curve than when they started. And it got even more extreme after this fourth rate hike. That is a toxic recipe for disaster for the economy and for the markets both. And the most disturbing thing is that Mrs. Yellen seems totally oblivious to that. And even to the point where her attitude seemed to me to be, well, we're going to keep raising rates, and we're going to start to unwind the balance sheet until the markets blow up. But don't worry, if we overdo it, we can take it all back. That's how you run monetary policy?
I don't think that's how you run monetary policy at all. But then again, I totally don't understand a lot of things that are going on economically in our country right now. Professor Little, what do you think about what Chris just said?
Well, to a degree, I agree with him, but I also disagree a bit, and part of it is, yes, they cite the data, but underlying all of this is the relationship between unemployment and inflation, and that relationship is not a very stable one. It moves around a lot, and my suspicion is, not having sat in the meeting, that There was some discussion about whether this relationship has changed. Even though the inflation, the CPI inflation rate is down, part of that had to do with the price of gasoline. But leaving that aside, even though that's down, I think they don't think that tightening in the way they're doing it is going to have that much of an effect on either the inflation rate or on the unemployment rate. I think they strongly believe that there's real momentum in the labor market and that they can get back to normal. The other thing, I think they're looking to the long run. Their concern is that unless they normalize the policy tools, that is interest rates and the size of the Fed's balance sheet, that when the next recession comes, there will not be, they won't have any tools left to deal with it. So the normalization that they're trying to accomplish here, and they use that word themselves, is really looking towards the future, and they're very, very sanguine about the current state of the economy.
So again, Professor Little, the Fed trying to get ahead of the next recession. Again, it's a recession that you could argue they put us in. But talking about this relationship between wages and employment, we're not seeing that wage growth that you would expect if the, let's say, employment data was truly that strong and if the job market was that strong, because we're not having businesses spend money because the underlying economy is still weak. So maybe is this a problem in their general model that they're going off of? Unfortunately, we only have about a minute, and then we need to wrap this up.
Well, I can just say that, you know, the part of their problem is that they're captives of historical data and the relationship between wages and unemployment. And as that relationship changes, and it does, they're in a quandary because they're basing their decisions on conditions that existed 10 years ago.
You know, interesting point. What I want to talk about in the next hour, but not the next hour, the next segment, is I want to talk a little bit about what the Fed is doing, what the administration is doing. We had a lot of promises as to how the economy was going to grow, employment was going to come back, et cetera, et cetera. And I have to tell you, at this moment in time, sad to say, sorry but true, but I really don't see that happening. Ladies and gentlemen, there for the commercial break. We are going to be right back. Stick around.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Here to wrap up KER Politics. Gentlemen, we were talking about the meeting that took place last Wednesday involving the Fed. Actually, we were all somewhat disgruntled with some of the things that came out of that meeting. But I have to say one thing, and that is, you know, the subject of recession came up a number of times. And, you know, the Trump administration, Donald Trump specifically, made a lot of promises during his campaign, which accounted for why I supported him as much as I did. He was talking about infrastructure improvement. He was talking about bringing jobs back to America, et cetera, et cetera. I have seen absolute, and I know we're, you know, I know he's got a million problems right now. Question is he going to be able to pull that off?
Well, I've been saying for a while is people have their hopes way too high and that the reality just is not matching them. That continues to be the case. It may get worse. We may see nothing of substance that's going to benefit anybody in 2017. And frankly, that is more the reason why I'm concerned that the Fed might be sleepwalking into engineering a debacle for the economy and for the markets. Now, they have said for a while they didn't want all the heavy lifting on their shoulders to try and keep the zombie economy alive, that it's time for fiscal measures from Washington. I absolutely agree. But for a while, they were telling us that they were going to be a little tentative and see if all of these things come about. Because in my view, part of the reason that they're doing what they're doing is they are already kind of like investors who are chasing stocks. They already think that this growth that they're going to get that's going to help them out is already baked into things. It's already in the bank, and it's not. So I think that the Fed, and look, I'm not one that likes the idea that the Fed is running our lives these days. That's what we get for an extended fractional reserve system in the first place. But I think that them doing what they're doing, thinking that this is going to come later on and bail them out, is just as risky as it is for investors who have chased stocks up based on the same promises.
So, Professor Little, when we look at all that soft data that came out ever since the election on really this euphoria from businesses, from consumers, thinking that everything was going to get better once Trump got through, well, those promises that he made. Now that we haven't seen anything come through in terms of politics, and we have started to see a pullback in that euphoric soft data, is it almost doing a disservice to investors to keep pointing to tax reform, to healthcare reform as drivers to the economy when, quite frankly, people, individuals aren't saving very much money right now and businesses continue to not spend any sort of significant money on productive assets?
Yeah, I mean, we really got into a situation where nothing is happening. And the the whole repeal and replace of the Affordable Care Act has just stopped everything dead, as well as the other issues that that the administration is dealing with. And you know, the easiest thing politically to have done would have been to kickstart the infrastructure spending that was promised by both sides in the election campaign. The Democrats would support it, and this was a key part of Trump's economic plan. Nothing has happened, and I'm not a political expert, but from what I can tell, there's not going to be much happen this year, because the repeal and replace is still stuck in the Senate. That's kind of critical to get the tax reform rolling, and the specifics of tax reform are going to be extraordinarily difficult, as they always are, which is why we've not had a major tax reform for so long. And then we've got the budget, we've got the debt limit, we've got all of these things coming down the line, and we're making zero progress, it seems, on any of them. And what we see in consumer spending is, I think, indicative of the fact that consumers are holding back a little bit, and we've not seen a spurt in investment that we might have expected had we had some of the changes in the tax laws that have been proposed. So I think there's a certain truth in this, that what was expected out of the fiscal side is not going to be here, and it's not going to be here this year. And we know this because it takes a lot longer for fiscal policy to have an impact on the economy than it does for monetary policy. And so we're in this sort of never-never land right now.
You know, Jim, I have to tell you, I think that the opposition, and I'm not even sure that the opposition is just relegated right now to the Democrats. I think a lot of opposition is also coming from the other side of the aisle. Having said that, it's very, very difficult with one investigation after another, after another, after another, serious investigation going on right now. It's very difficult for the administration to accomplish virtually anything. I mean, look at the hearings this week that went on with Sessions. I mean, I don't know about you, but Chris and I and Corey probably watched that particular investigation from start to finish, did a number of editorials on it. The president is so preoccupied right now with trying to figure out how he can work with the other side, which is not going to happen. I personally feel very strongly that a lot of the campaign promises that were made, as I mentioned earlier, infrastructure improvement, et cetera, I don't think anything is really going to happen in the short to midterm. I really don't, unless this political bickering and unless all these investigations can come to some conclusions that will allow the administration to actually do what they promised. Right now they can't, you guys. Chris, what do you think?
Well, I completely agree. And look, everybody that runs for president lies. They promise you things that they are either completely naive about or don't intend to keep in the first place. The difference beyond that with President Trump is that it has been at least since the years of Nixon that you have had somebody so viscerally hated, mm-hmm. not only by the opposing party, but by some in his own party. Nixon had more respect from his own party than Donald Trump does, because he'd been a politician for a long time. He was vice president, et cetera. But I think that a lot of the stonewalling is because you've got a lot of the deep state, you've got a lot of the so-called swamp that the president wants to drain, that want him to fail, They want everything to come to a screeching halt. They want Janet Yellen to tank the markets so that they can turn right around and say, hey, you were a big shot, you know, early in 2017 when you said that the Dow being up 16%, the NASDAQ being up 19% showed how wonderful you are. Now they've crashed. How wonderful are you now? A lot of people want that outcome, and they may obstruct things long enough to turn it into a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Well, that's kind of a scary aspect when you think about it. But, Jim, maybe a quick comment from you. Is there reason to be optimistic? Do you see a light at the end of the tunnel for the country?
Well, I don't see a light. I don't see a light for a while. And, look, the Republicans have huge majorities in, well, they have a huge majority in the House. They have a slim majority in the Senate. They could get stuff going. And what they've done so far is that they haven't got it going. And I'm not sure, as we've talked about, whether it's just the Democrats who are behind this. I'm disappointed that the Democrats seem so focused on the investigations and not actually putting out proposals of their own. But leaving that aside, the Republican leadership in the Congress simply isn't advancing the agenda. And whether they may have a different agenda than Trump does, but they're not doing anything to advance the agenda. And they have a president sitting in the White House who'll sign the legislation that they pass. And they're not doing it. And so I think we're stuck in this mire where the president doesn't have the bully pulpit because of all the investigations. Congress is bogged down, and we're simply not getting anything done.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. That was fun. We're going to be back again next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.